Welcome to the weekly broadcast of Let's Talk About It, produced by the Public Affairs Department of KXO AM 1230 Radio. Let's Talk About It is directed by Mario Espinosa with the technical assistance of Carol Buckley. Opening and closing narration is provided by Gene Brister. This program brings weekly community mental health issues to your radio. Let's Talk About It is produced for and presented as a public service by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. Mike Horn, Director. And now, let's join our co-hosts, Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley, for today's program.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk About It, your voice for wellness here in Imperial County. Sponsored by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm your host, Scott Dudley. Maria Wyatt will be back next week. We gave her a free pass today, so we still got a great show. Hey, suicide is important, and September is Suicide Prevention Month. And anything that we can do as a community to lower our collective risk is worth considering. And so I'm going to ask you, like, a special favor. You know, I wouldn't it be great if we just had happy, joyful, meditative, whatever kind of shows, it'd be wonderful. But sometimes we need to talk about serious topics, and we need to talk about what we might be able to do to save somebody's life, to save the rest of us from suffering the sense of loss that comes with us. And that's what we're doing today. We're joined with by Christine Garcia. She's our psychiatric social worker from Behavioral Health. She is a Safe Talk, which is a three-hour community presentation for suicide prevention facilitator. And we're talking about what we could do to be a bit of a suicide-safer community.
And
welcome back, Christine.
Thank you, Scott. What I want to share with everybody is the core beliefs about suicide and its prevention. And this has been put together by Living Works, who is the founding company for the Safe Talk and the ASSIST trainings. Suicide is a community health problem. Everyone can help. So every one of you out there listening can help. Thoughts of suicide are understandable, complex, and personable. Approach people at risk with an open mind. Suicide can be prevented. It is possible to save lives and prevent injuries now. Help seeking is encouraged by open, direct, and honest talk about suicide. If you are approachable, people at risk will seek you out. So I'm going to say that again, because if you have had the training or you are open enough to notice the signs of somebody who might be at risk and you have the courage to ask that difficult question about if you're thinking about suicide, people are going to notice that and you are going to be approachable. And they will find you, whether it's in your office, at your church, at work.
The grocery store.
Waiting in line at Walmart. Relationships are the context of suicide intervention. Helping either relies upon or builds a relationship. So just the fact, even if you were waiting in that grocery line and you saw that somebody was troubled, you might be able to just say something comforting, ask a real question and care about what the answer is, and take a moment. You just don't know how you might make a difference in someone else's life by doing that. Intervention should be the main suicide focus, and this emphasis should be on preventing suicidal behaviors. That comes in with people who get the ASSIST training, or who, you know, when you as a aware Safe Talk person has connected that person at risk with behavioral health or some other trained provider. Cooperation is the essence of intervention. The helper and the person at risk need to work together to prevent suicide. And you become a helper the minute you decide that you're courageous enough to ask and to be aware and to reach out to another human being in this community or any community and ask and care about that person. Intervention skills are known and can be learned. Helpful skills are known, and most everyone can learn them. So, I mean, you can learn how to ask that question. You can talk to your boss at work or your pastor at the church. If you listened to something today, and in your heart you feel like you want to be able to do something to make this a suicide-safer community, you can talk to somebody and make a way to get the training in your work, at your church, those kinds of things. The other is large numbers of people can be taught the intervention skills. Okay? That's what behavioral health is trying to sponsor in this community. It's not just for our staff, but it's for the whole community, this the safe talk and the assist. We want to make this a safer place in the community. And we've been partnering and providing training for Safe Talk and other agencies. They've come and received the training, and it's really exciting to see that.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230. This weekly broadcast is produced by the Public Affairs Department of KXO AM 1230 Radio, under the direction of Mario Espinosa, with the technical assistance of Carol Buckley. Opening and closing narration is provided by Gene Brister. Co-hosts for today's program were Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Let's Talk About It brings weekly community mental health issues to your radio. This program is produced for and presented as a public service by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. Mike Horn, Director.